Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get that blessing, y'all.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. No. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Well, now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
You better go get it. Go get your blessing. Praise God. It's there for you to go get. God has laid it out for you. Hallelujah. If you simply just do as he tells you to do, hallelujah, you can go get it. You got to believe it tonight. What did the apostle tell us last night? Anything that's already yours and somebody else got it, you got to go take it back. Hallelujah. By force. Hallelujah. You better go get your blessing on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in tonight. This is truly the revival that just won't stop. We started May 11th. Hallelujah. And we ain't stopped yet. Praise God. Amen. We ain't going to stop and we ain't going to quit until the Lord say stop. And he ain't said stop yet. We ain't stopping till the fat lady singing and she's still eating. We ain't got time to stop. Hallelujah. We too busy praising the Lord. We too busy magnifying God. We too busy lifting up his name because he's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. I ain't going to stop till I get enough. I ain't going to stop till the wheels fall off. I'm in here like Puff Daddy. I thought I told you that we won't stop. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on the night. I thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in to the revival that just won't stop. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. I thank God for every last one of y'all that's tuned in on YouTube, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody out there on the phone lines. Hallelujah. We got three different lines open if you're trying to get in. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're on YouTube, those numbers are on your screen. Call one of those numbers. Amen. Call all three of them. Hallelujah. Until you get into the live, you will be blessed on tonight. Hallelujah. Not only that, if you out there and you got a testimony on how good God is, we want you to call in. We want to hear your testimony. Your testimony might help somebody tonight. It might help me tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to testify on the goodness of the Lord. And also, if you do have a prayer request, if you got something you need to lay on the throne of grace, now would be the time. Hallelujah. Call that number. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And when we open up the phone lines in a few minutes, you can testify, you can put your prayer request on the throne of grace on tonight. We want you to do that because we want to see God work in your life. Hallelujah, on tonight. Bless the Lord. We're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you on tonight, Lord, simply for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is present on the line with us. You said when two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst on tonight. We're asking you, Lord, to have your way. We are completely submissive unto you on tonight, Lord. Use us the way you want to use us, Lord. Hallelujah. Use us as your instruments on tonight. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, we are truly your people. And the sheep of your pasture, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you on tonight. Enlighten us with your word. Our ears and our hearts are open to receive. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord and amen. Hallelujah. Out there on YouTube, out there on the phone lines, out there on Blog Talk, wherever you at, hallelujah. You need to take just a couple of seconds and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. Hallelujah. The scriptures say we should enter into his courts. Hallelujah. With praise. We should be magnifying him. Hallelujah. We should be lifting him up. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. If this was a Luther concert, you wouldn't have to be pumped up. Hallelujah. If this was a Diana Ross concert, you wouldn't have to be pumped up. If this was a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, you wouldn't have to be pumped up. Hallelujah. So you shouldn't have to be pumped up for the word of God, something that's actually going to make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. You should magnify him. You should praise him. Like David said, his praise should continuously be in your mouth. You should give him a praise right now. Take about 10 seconds and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Magnify his name. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture before we go to the throne. Y'all know we coming out of Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm falling in love with this New Living Translation. Praise God. It reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Lord have mercy. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. Hallelujah. That's right. We're going to double up for a second. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord tonight wants us to know when we come on the line, when we went into the church house, when we enter into his presence, scratch that, when you open up your eyes in the morning. Hallelujah, you are in the presence of God. God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. When you wake up in the morning, you have, hallelujah, entered into his gates. When you wake up in the morning, you have entered into his courts. So when you wake up, you need to be praising the Lord. Lord, I thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for strengthening my body. Lord, I thank you for a roof over my head. Lord, I thank you for clothes on my back. Every day you should wake up giving God the glory, giving God the honor, giving God the praise. You should be blessing his name. You want God to bless you, you need to bless him. You need to bless his name with your praise. You need to bless his name, hallelujah. You need to lift him up. You need to magnify him. Why? The last verse tells us why. It said, for the Lord is good. The writer could have stopped right there. The writer couldn't have said no more. The writer could have cut it off and said, I'm done with it. Hallelujah. That's all you need to know. That's enough to make you magnify him. That's enough to make you praise him. That's enough to make you lift him up. He is good. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said his unfailing love. You know, your husband love will fail you. Your wife love will fail you. Hallelujah. Your parents love will fail you. Oh, Lord, your pastor's love. Oh, it'll fail you. Your best friend, hallelujah, they love will fail you. But God's love, hallelujah, he's always there when you call him. Even when you done did him wrong, he's still right there for you. Hallelujah. You do me wrong, I may not answer your call. But the Lord say, I'm always here. I'm always going to answer the phone. I'm always here when you need me because you are my child. I know what you did, but I done forgot about it. I done took run from the east ears to the west. What do you want? I'm here to answer your prayers. Hallelujah. It says his unfailing love continues forever. It ain't going to stop, just like this revival. Hallelujah. It ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, that this thing just keep going and going. I pray it end up like Law and Order. Y'all remember how Law and Order been on forever. Law and Order been, it just keep going. It won't stop. They keep making new Law and Orders. It just keep going. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. 2021. Hallelujah. I'm talking 2031. I want to hear 2041. Hallelujah. 2051. If the Lord bless me here, I want to be here for 2071. Hallelujah. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Praise God. That's how God's love is. It don't stop as long as the clock ticking. Hallelujah. His love is ticking. Hold up. And it says his faithfulness. Oh, my God. His faithfulness continues to each generation. Each generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your parents, amen, praise God, they had some connections. Some connections that may not connect with you. Hallelujah. They was only faithful to your parents. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got some connections now. You got some people. Hallelujah. Amen. That look out for you that ain't going to look out for your kids. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But God say, I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to look out for your kids just like I looked out for your mama. I'm going to look out for your children's children. He's saying until the earth stops spinning. Y'all don't understand. Until the earth stops spinning. Glory to God. That's how long God, hallelujah, love going to last. Hallelujah. That's how long he going to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. That's how long he going to be good till the earth stops spinning. Y'all don't understand. Till the sun explodes, till the world comes to the end. Hallelujah. God is still going to be good. Long after you dead and gone, God's still going to be good. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Bless his name on today. So when you come to the throne of grace on today, hallelujah, on tonight, on this afternoon, wherever you at, whatever your time zone is, hallelujah, come with that attitude of gratitude. You need to know that God is good. You need to know that his unfailing love continues forever. You need to know, hallelujah, that he's faithful to each and every generation. You can get the same blessing Abraham got. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can get the same blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. You just got to believe it on tonight. Hallelujah. We going to open up the phone lines at this time. Praise God. If you're out there on YouTube, hallelujah. If you're out there on Blog Talk, you see the phone numbers. Hallelujah. Call the number. Be a part of what's going on tonight. Be a part of the movement of God. Be a part of the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Bless the Lord on tonight. We opening up the phone lines at this time. Praise God. If you do have a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, now is the time. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hey,
Lord. First of all, I'm giving honor to God.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Who is the head of my life, I thank him for giving me another opportunity to get it right. I thank him for his strength. I thank him, hallelujah, for taking me through. I thank and praise him for my children, my loved ones, my family, my friends, and my neighbors. I would ask you all to pray for me and pray for my family. Pray my spirit in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, Mother. Bless the Lord. Do we have another testimony on tonight?
I want to thank God for another night. I want to thank God for blessing us, keeping us, blessing. I thank God for another night. And I thank God for another day. I thank God for another turn. I thank God for Andre, Drew,
Okay, y'all, I'm going to be right back. Y'all.
My nephew, my auntie, my brother.
Hey, man. Amen, Brother Bobby.
Amen.
Go ahead, we can speak up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Any more testimonies on tonight? We thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta, praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies?
Thank God for waking me up this morning. Start me up on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for all my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please take care of all those suffering in the hospital. Please go to the Please bring your kids about all your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, amen, mother. Amen, Sister Yolanda. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. This is a... This is a revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. And you know we got a dynamic word coming up for you tonight. Hallelujah. The man of God is going to come forth as he always does, and he's going to rock the house with the word of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Then I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit, Lord, hallelujah, guide us in a mighty way on today. Touch the children of the world. Hallelujah. Touch each and every one of our children and our children's children, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch every one of our unsaved family members. Help them to see that they have to have you in their life. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. For you are truly worthy to be praised. And you are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy, Lord, to be lifted up. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless him. Hallelujah. Amen. To bring only forth your word. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to bestow on our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Getting ready to come forth. Hallelujah. I want to remind everybody, if you do have any background noise going on, make sure you mute your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't hinder the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Is the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. I am talking about none other than your friend and my friend. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon Kirk. Immediately following this election, the man of God will come forth with the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
You
glory
said, I believe. You said, it is done. You
somebody give God a praise. Amen. Somebody bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe it for it, come on and give God a praise tonight. Come on and thank God. Come on and praise him tonight.
Thank
hallelujah.
The Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. How many know that God's mercies, hallelujah, that they are new every morning, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the strength to be able to believe for it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen. God is an awesome God. Come on, give God one more shout of praise and victory in the house, glory to God, hallelujah.
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 Give honor to Yahshua, tonight to the mighty anointing of God. To my dear brother, Elder Andre, God bless you, sir. Man.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Thanking God tonight. Thanking God tonight. Amen. I want to go right quickly to Numbers chapter 13.
All right now.
And I want to talk about tonight the secret to great self-esteem. The secret to great self-esteem. Having those self-esteem comes from within oneself.
Amen.
Self-esteem is how you see you. Amen. Not how God see you, how you see you. Because God can see us victorious, but if we don't see it, then we won't be able to walk in it, even if God has said it. We got to embrace it so we can walk in it. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 13. Get in with verse 31. Is everybody there?
Wait a minute, please.
Okay.
Say 1331.
Amen. Amen. Let us take a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy word tonight. Father, thank you for what you're about to say to us. Lord, don't let us take this lightly, what you are getting ready to give us. This is the key to whether we win or lose. Amen. Thank you, Father, for giving us what we need in order to possess what you want us to have. We say about a boku, yarabasi, ki torobush. Ah, somebody lift your hands and receive that. Father, thank you, Lord God. Go inside of our heart. Go inside of our mind. Go inside of our spirit, oh God. Help us, God, to embrace the fullness of what you have called us to be. We give your name the praise, your name the glory, your name the honor. And we thank you, oh God, for what we are about to receive. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Numbers 13. Beginning with verse 31. Is everybody ready?
Amen. Everybody.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, but the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they have explored. They said the land we explored devours those living in it. And all the people we saw there are of great size. Verse 33, we saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak that come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
Come on,
and
preacher.
We looked the same to them.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. They saw them the way they saw them. I don't know if you caught that. The enemy will see you how you see you. If you see you as a grasshopper, then the enemy gonna see you as a grasshopper. But if you see yourself like God see you, then the enemy gonna see you like God see you. See, it already started.
You are the last party in the conference.
Out of their mouth, the negative report of what they could not do. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, when you speak out of your mouth defeat, you are already defeated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
There are two reports that are at all times. There is God's report, and there's the enemy's report. Now, the report that you speak out of your mouth will determine whether you win or lose. And at the end of the thing, we can't blame nothing on God, because God says, if you'd have said what I said about you in this situation, you would have saw my hand move for you. But you said about you what the enemy said about you. Therefore, he brought his report about you to pass. God is saying it's time for us to come out of the grasshopper mentality. No longer see yourself as a grasshopper, but see yourself like God see you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's time for them to go and possess the land. So God tells Moses, go out and send out the spies so they can spy out, amen, how the land looks, amen, what kind of fruit is on the land, amen, how the soil looks, amen, how the trees look, amen. All right, because I size it up. Come on here, somebody. Size it up, amen, so you can see what I'm getting. I'm not going to give you no junk, amen. I'm going to give you something good. Don't worry about who occupying it, amen, because when I give it to you, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. But the problem was they was looking at a giant that didn't mean nothing that was in the land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would tell you tonight, beloved, don't let the giants get in the way of your vision of what God has given you. I know that don't sound... Let me say it again. Don't let the giant in the land get in the way of the things that God has given you. Amen. The giants will be meat for you if you believe God. David defeated Goliath because he believed God.
Yeah.
The only somebody that came back with a positive report was Caleb and Joshua. Are y'all still with me?
Amen. That's right.
Let's go up to verse 30. And see what verse 30 says. And what the Lord says, and then Caleb silenced the people before Moses. Why? Because they were giving Moses a negative report. They were saying, yeah, it's slow with milk and honey, but the giants are in there, and they bigger than us, and they stronger than us. Hallelujah. And we can't defeat them. Why? Because they looking at things in the natural and not in the supernatural.
Mm.
I don't know who the Holy Ghost of God is talking to tonight, but he's talking to somebody. God is saying, stop looking at your natural and start looking at things in the supernatural. Because in the supernatural, you're stronger than it. You are bigger than it. But if you look at it in the natural, amen, that's where the enemy is going to defeat you at. But God says, come out of old Sunday, of the natural state and look at the supernatural where I've already given you what? The victory. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, there were giants in the land. Amen. But God had given them what? The land. Amen. It doesn't matter what's there. If God has given you the victory, amen, nothing can stop you from possessing it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They didn't get the land because they wouldn't believe God. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And in this hour, amen, what is stopping us from getting what God has for us is that we're not believing God. We're looking at the giants. And the giants in the natural look bigger than us and stronger than us. But God says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Come on and give God a praise, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God says, I've given you the land. But what are you saying about it? Are we going to say what the enemy say, or are we going to say what God says?
Yeah.
How many online tonight believe God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said, how many online tonight believe God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you scared of the giants? Because the giants are in the land.
No.
No.
But let me help you to get over your fear of giants. Giants don't have a covenant with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all didn't catch that. I said, giants don't have a covenant with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
David defeated Goliath because he did not have a covenant. Come on here, somebody. When you don't have a covenant, then that means that you do not have the victory as far as for what you can have when it comes to God. God is saying, I'm a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. Not a faith-keeping God, a covenant-keeping God. Come on here, somebody. So when you got a covenant, God says, then you can talk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then you can decree and declare. Amen. Then you can name it and claim it. Amen. And get what you have that rightfully belongs to you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And so we see here that because they saw themselves as grasshoppers, amen, the giants didn't hesitate. How many of the enemy ain't going to hesitate if you don't see yourself like God sees? I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. I said, how many know that the enemy not going to hesitate to defeat you if you don't see yourself like God sees you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Comes from how I see myself. And I must see myself.
And I must see myself.
Like God see me. In order to have the victory.
In order to have the victory.
And possess what he has for me.
And possess what he has for me.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God tonight. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want you to go with me to Proverbs. But before we go to Proverbs, I want to look at the Nephilim. How many of you heard of the Nephilim? Now, the Nephilim go back to during the flood of Noah.
Yes.
That's when they started doing wicked in the eyesight of God. That's when the fallen angels started having sex with the women of God due to the spirit of homosexuality that had swept the land during that time. That's why it's so dangerous for that spirit to start occupying the land, because it opened other demonic doors for other evil spirits to come in. Are y'all still hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
And so this let me know that they still occupied the land. They occupied the land for a long time until David came along. Oh, Shataba and Duku and Darabasi. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. See, they could have been cut off had the children of Israel believed God. In the land that they could have occupied in a day, took them 40 years because they didn't believe God. Are you hearing me tonight?
Wow.
They could have went in and took the land in a day, but because they didn't believe God, God told Moses, he said, I'm going to make them wander around in the wilderness. I'm going to kill them through wanderings. They're going to wander their way into death. Come on here, somebody. They're going to walk around in circles so they wouldn't believe me and believe my report. Come on. See, when you don't believe the report of the Lord will cause you to wonder. Amen. You'll be stumbling in the daytime. Glory to God. Why? Because God is saying you didn't believe me when I told you what I had for you. Amen. You was afraid of the giants. Therefore, the giants now is occupying what I had in store for you because you didn't see yourself like I saw you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 33, we saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak, hallelujah. Anak was the original giant. Nephilim were their offspring. Hallelujah. It says the descendants of Anak that come from the Nephilim. So the Anak were the giants that were presently occupying that came from the Nephilim that was in Noah's day. Come on here, somebody. And so... these people had, I guess, supernatural strength due to the demonic power. Bless you. Them having fallen angels and humans mixing. Because the daughters of God got hot. And the angels saw opportunity to come in because the men were not doing their manly duty by reproducing. And let me tell you something, beloved. I see that spirit trying to come back in again.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Not trying to come back in. It will come back in because the Bible says that if a demon doesn't find the house taken, he will go back and possess it again. Come on here, somebody. That's why it's not enough for us to just to get delivered. We got to get a strong man to keep our house what? Safe. Come on here, somebody. Because if not, the demon that was occupied will come back and occupy it again. But not only will he come back, but he'll bring seven more stronger than himself to what? Possess it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. And so it says, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. That's because they wasn't looking at themselves through the eyes of God. How many know if we don't look at ourselves through the eyes of God, that we'll see ourselves like grasshoppers? We'll see ourselves insignificant. We'll see ourselves like the enemy sees us.
Mm-hmm.
And we look the same to them. Because the enemy only sees what you see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the image that you have will reflect, and the enemy will look and say, okay, if you see yourself defeated, then you're right where I want you to be, because that's how I see you, defeated. Come on here, somebody. That's the report of the enemy.
Because remember, his report don't say no victory. Come on there, somebody. There's no victory in his report. And the only place you're going to find victory is in God's report. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Now, let's go to Proverbs right quickly. Proverbs 23:7. Everybody ready?
Amen.
You get there, shout hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I need somebody with the old King James Version to read it for me from there first. Proverbs 23:7.
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Ah, eat
and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
Stop, stop. Thank you, woman of God. As a man thinketh, in where? In his heart.
In his heart.
So is he. A lot of us been taught that what we think in our head determines what we are. No. What you think in your heart determines what you are. I don't know if you can hear me tonight. I'm going to help you to set your head free. It's not what your head say about you. It's what your heart say about you. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yeah. It's so silent on this line tonight. Listen, listen. The enemy been messing us up, child of God, because we've been listening to our head and not our heart. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We've been letting our head dictate to us who we are. When the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, I'm so cool. It don't matter what your head say about you. It matters what your heart say about you. Come on here, somebody. If your heart says that you have the victory, then you should listen to your heart, not your head. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Because your head don't determine who you are.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
What messes us up at is when we try to think with our head instead of our heart. And then we try to be what our head says that we are instead of what our heart says that we is. Come on here, somebody. I know that don't make good English. But I want you to let it marinate for a minute because it should start bringing some kind of victory, some on the inside to start awakening. Will you understand that your heart is the factor, not your head?
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because your head, at the end of the day, our head can tell us anything. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the enemy play on the mind? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Right.
And whenever you try to obtain victory through the mind, it always produces failure. Come on here. Oh, yeah, because the mind can't give you victory. The mind cannot help you prosper. It's what you think about yourself in your heart that will determine how far you can go. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says there's a man thinking. That word thinking, ETH, means continue to think on what he is already thinking in his heart, in his spirit.
Yeah.
So is he.
Right.
I don't care if you small in stature. If you think in your heart you a giant, you a giant. Come on here, somebody. And people, when they look at you, they going to see you as a giant. Why? Because you think that in your heart. In your heart is the key to producing what you can. Out of the abundance of the heart, doeth the mouth speaketh. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
So if we abundantly enough get the word in our heart, and in our mouth, come on here, somebody, then we'll be able to speak like God wants us to speak, and then people will see you like God wants them to see you. Somebody give God a shout right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now notice what it says. He says, eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
People can say a lot of words, but that don't mean they're harder than it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Because mine say over here in verse 7 of Proverbs 23 and 7, it says, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
How many of you know when you're thinking about the cost that you that you really not grateful for the person to eat it and drink with you?
Okay.
Because the ruler is saying, you didn't pay for this. You said they're eating at my table for free. You know how much this cost me? And can you pay me for all that you eating up? Glory to God. That's why you got to be careful when people offer you things, because there's always strings attached to it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Unless God tell you something different, there's always strings behind everything somebody offer you. If they offer you something, believe me, it's a string behind it.
Yeah.
People tell me, oh, that's for free. No, nothing is free. They have a motive. They have an intention behind whatever they're doing. There's strings behind it. Oh, God, help me today, Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you even this. Amen. Before you consider a person, pray about it and let God show you if that person's heart is right towards you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because how many know that God knows the heart of every person?
Yes, amen.
We don't know the heart, but God knows the heart. God knows the intent. God knows everything. And nothing get by him. And so the Bible says while he's saying eat and drink, at the same time we're eating and drinking, he's counting up what? The cost of what it costs him for you to sit there to eat and drink with him. Hallelujah.
Mm.
How many know that when God gives us something, that there's no strings behind it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
God give us things because he loves us. Come on here, somebody. God give us things because he care about us. Amen. God give us things because that's his desire. He's a giver by nature. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 But the thing that get me tonight, beloved, as a man thinketh in his heart. So that's why we got to get our heart right.
Yeah.
Because if you think you're defeated in your heart, you're already defeated. And what's in your heart is going to come out your mouth. Come on here, somebody. You can say whatever you want to say, but at the end of the day, what come out of your mouth is what you believe. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
If you believe victory, you're going to speak victory. If you believe defeat, you're going to speak defeat. But it all begins in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Notice, they didn't possess the land. If we go back to number 13, they didn't possess the land. And God allowed them to wander in the wilderness, and he killed them off in the wilderness. They died.
Yeah.
Because they didn't believe God.
They didn't believe.
And they wandered 40 years in the same wilderness. Come on, there, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
God, and I want to look at this thing even a little further. Go back now to Numbers 13. As a matter of fact, we're going to I want to look at something right quick. Let's go to chapter 14. Is everybody there? Numbers 14. Here in verse 1.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Amen. 14:1.
And what did the Lord read? And it says, that night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept out loud. Why is they weeping out loud, y'all? Why is they in despair when God has given them victory? Come on here, somebody. Because they don't believe that they got the victory, because they have believed in the report of the enemy, and they see themselves as grasshoppers.
That's the wrong information.
And so, therefore, because they see themselves as grasshoppers, amen, they don't see themselves having any kind of victory. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And in verse 2, it says that all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. Then you begin to grumble against your leadership. Amen. When you don't believe God, amen, then you grumble against the leadership. When it ain't the leadership fault, amen, it's the fault of the people that don't believe God and don't believe what God has put in the mouth of the leader. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt. Look, they ain't even happy to be free.
Right.
Now they're starting to complain within themselves, saying, we wish God had killed us in Egypt or else are in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Look at that. Hallelujah. They believe they're going to die, y'all. Come on here, somebody. See how dangerous it is when we don't see ourselves like God sees us?
Yeah.
And we allow the enemy to put his report on us?
Mm-hmm.
God
amen.
Done brought us out here to kill us, y'all. He done set us free. Amen. But he done set us free so we can die by the hands of the enemy. Look here.
Mm.
And then he says, our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? Look, now they're talking about going back because they can't go forward. See, when you can't go forward, then you start talking about going back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back because I had it better when I was back there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that the best is ahead, but we can't see the best is ahead because we stuck where we are because we can't go forward because we believe it in the enemy's report. Hallelujah. That we're defeated.
Mm.
I'm telling you tonight, beloved, go forward in God.
Yes.
See yourself like God sees you. You are not a grasshopper, but you are victorious. You are a giant killer. Amen. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am a giant killer.
I am a giant killer.
If you believe that, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. I feel some victory right now. I feel God saying, push him some more, son. push them some more, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm a giant killer, because I had already killed some things already, glory to God, that the enemy tried to put on me, but God brought me out. Come on here, somebody. And because God brought me out, I'm happy to be out, and I'm not going back. Tell somebody, say, I'm not going
back.
Going back is not an option. Come on here, somebody. Whenever God blesses you, beloved, God blesses you to go forward. Come on here, somebody. I don't care if you got Pharaoh's army behind you or Red Sea in front of you. Whether or not you got both, God is saying, I have blessed you to do what? Go forward. Come on here, somebody.
Go
hallelujah.
Forward.
Glory to God.
Yes.
How many of you know ain't no going back in God? Come on here, somebody.
No going back. Not in God.
God is not the God of going back. God is the God of going forward. So if God tell you to do anything, he going to tell you to do what? Go forward. Come on here, somebody. Listening. Hallelujah.
Yes, go on.
Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give him another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, when you don't believe God's report, then you'll go back. Come on here, somebody. You'll go back to what you used to do, back to who you used to be, back to how you used to sound, back. All you want to do is go back. Why? Because you think that that was the place to where you had it going on at. And God is saying, no, that's the place I brought you out of because you was crying to me to come out. And now that I brought you out, you got to realize I want you to stay out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But in order for us to stay out, we got to see ourselves like God sees us. Come on here, somebody. You ain't going to never stay out if you don't see yourself like God sees you, because the enemy going to paint you a picture of how he wants you to see you. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that he wants you to see yourself sick? He wants you to see yourself defeated. He wants you to see yourself broke. Hallelujah. He wants you to see yourself bound. That's how the enemy wants you to see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But tell the devil he's a liar.
He's a liar.
He didn't bring me out of all of this. Amen. For me to be in bondage, for me to be defeated. Amen. For me to be sick. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He didn't bring me out of all of what he brought me out of for me to go back to anything. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor tonight, say, neighbor, it's time to go forward.
Neighbor, it's time to go forward.
Ain't no going back. Hallelujah. It's time to go forward, neighbor. You better do like Lot. When the angel came to Lot, before God got ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, what did the angel tell Lot to do? He said, run. And don't look back. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, don't look back. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said, run what? Forward. Come on here, somebody. How many know you can't run forward if you're trying to look back? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know you can't even run if you're trying to look back? Come on here, somebody. They started off good, running. But Lot's wife, she had to look back to see what she was missing. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes curiosity can kill the cat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because she was curious, she looked back, and the Bible says she turned into what? A pillar of salt. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
A pillar of salt means she lost her covenant with God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't even turn your head. Keep on running. Don't even worry about the screen. Don't worry about nothing that's going on back there, because that ain't got nothing to do with you. Come on here, somebody. It didn't have nothing to do with her. It had something to do with the judgment of God. But she was trying to look into God's business, and God said, what you worried about my business for? My business is my business. Glory to God. How many know when you get involved in God's business, bad things happen? See, all he had to do was obey God. Amen. Run and don't look back. Amen. Whatever God is, don't let God do that. But see, we got to obey God. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 How many know God is big enough to take care of his own business? He don't need us to take care of his business. What he need us to do is to be what? Obedient. Come on here, somebody. He said if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Maybe the reason why we ain't eating as good as God wants us to is because we're not being willing and obedient. Come on here, somebody. So when Lot's wife looked back, it cost her what? Everything. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many know that the flesh always want to look back? Come on here, somebody. The flesh always want to take us back. Come on.
Yeah, it do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, y'all going to say that tonight online. Glory to God. But how many know that the flesh will woo you back? Amen. Take you back down memory. Come on, let's go back. Uh-huh. Let's just reminisce one more time. No, glory to God. I'm going forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That one time that I might decide to look back might be my last. I ain't trying to see if the gun is loaded. I know it's Russian roulette, but I believe there's a bullet in there, so I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Come on here, somebody, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're telling the truth, Apostle. You're telling the truth.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it don't pay to look back. If God doesn't tell you to go forward, what you looking back for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you driving, you can't go forward looking back. You're going to have an accident. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody, say, don't have an accident. Keep your eyes on the road. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 But it was how they saw themselves. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. So their enemy saw them as grasshoppers and defeated them because they had a grasshopper mentality. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Oh, Lord, help us.
We got to stop thinking with our head and start thinking with our heart. What do your heart say? See, God speaks to the heart, but the devil speaks to the head. Come on here, somebody. See, the enemy play on the mind. God has said, I'm speaking to your heart, and you suddenly trying to listen to your head. God says, I'm not in your head. I'm in your
David
said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Not in my mind, glory to God, because it'll get all cluttered up in my mind. Amen. But if I hide it in my heart, hello, somebody, my heart will give me victory. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm finna close it up, y'all. I'm finna close it up. Amen. But somebody give God another shout of victory. Amen. Because I believe somebody getting set free. Amen. The enemy been trying to have you all in your head. Amen. He been trying to have you listen to your head. But God says listen to your heart. Because that's where I'm speaking to you at. In your heart. Not in your head. Your head is where the enemy gets in and starts having you confused and you become double-minded. You don't know what to believe. Amen. One minute you believe in this. The next minute you believe in that. The next minute you don't know what you believe. Amen. But God says if you listen to your heart, glory to God, your heart will give you the direction that you need. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, somebody keep praising God. Hallelujah. Somebody right now, amen, you get free. Hallelujah. God is saying, listen to your heart. Glory to God. Because that's who you really are. It's the person that is in your heart. That's who you really are. If your heart says that you're victorious, that's who you are. But it first must begin in your heart, not in your mind, but in your heart. Somebody lift your hands and give God praise right now. Somebody lift your hands and just begin to worship God right now. Somebody lift your hands and just begin to love on him right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Yes. Somebody worship God right now. Somebody love on him right now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody love on
Hallelujah.
Daddy right now. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. This is the secret to great self-esteem. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you hold on to these principles, they will always give you the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on the night. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be
yes.
magnified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He told
yes.
those people, just like he told us, I have given you the land to possess it. Hallelujah. Mm. To go take it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now some
yes,
of y'all might say, what's my land? What is a giant? Hallelujah. Well, I can tell you, what me and Apostle Giants is. Hallelujah. We say this ministry here gonna be a nationwide, worldwide ministry. Praise God. Well, who are the giants? Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got T.D. Jakes out there. Hallelujah. You got Creflo Dollar out there. Hallelujah. You got Joel Osteen out there. And some people around us might say, hallelujah, amen. Those people are too big for us to break into where they at. Hallelujah. It's too big. Hallelujah. We can't break into that. Some of y'all looking at positions at y'all job saying, I'm not qualified. Hallelujah. The people that got that position got a degree. They qualified to get that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you coming back telling God, hallelujah, that he a liar. That's what we doing. Praise God. We telling God, you a lie, God.
Yes,
you told me
yes,
I could possess
on.
That land and this giants over there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do y'all not know before I read this scripture for myself, I believe what the preacher told me back in the day. The preacher told me they wondered around. What one preacher said they was lost for 40 years. They just didn't know where they was going. Another preacher said that they God made them wander around because they had too much sin going on. Hallelujah, amen. But the Lord say, if I was looking at their sin, why was I having them sacrifice a lamb? Y'all ain't hear me.
Come on,
hallelujah,
here,
amen. They already sacrificed the lamb. I couldn't see their sin. The only sin I could see was their doubt. Hallelujah, praise God.
Wow.
Doubt what God could do. Hallelujah. Now, God said this now. Hallelujah. Some of y'all, God done told y'all stuff, and y'all say, well, I just don't see how it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just don't see, amen, it's the industry too big. Hallelujah. I don't have the education. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I first preached this apostle, the title of my sermon was, Don't make me wait till you die to get my blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to be like Caleb and wait 40 years for y'all to die. Hallelujah. To get my blessing because y'all doubt God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Your doubt is keeping other people from getting. That's why Jesus, remember when Jesus healed the pastor's child? Hallelujah. The leader of the synagogue. Everybody that laughed when he said she was asleep, he told them, get out. He put all the doubters out. Praise God. If you got some doubters around you, you need to exit them doubters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, well, I don't see how y'all gonna make it. Y'all ain't even. Y'all ain't got the money. Y'all ain't got the note. Y'all don't know nobody. Y'all don't this. I ain't trying to hear what you're saying. You need to get the doubt out.
Mm-mm.
Praise God on today. I thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. You should thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. How do you see yourself?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you see yourself? Hallelujah. You ever notice the way you walk, people tend to get an idea of who you are by the way you walk, the way you carry yourself? Hallelujah. You could be the weakest person in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you walk a certain way and talk a certain way, people are scared of you because they assume, hallelujah, that you walk the walk and you talk the talk. Now, if you walk around with your head down, if you crying all the time, if you whining all the time, hallelujah, praise, guess what? The enemy see that. Hallelujah, praise God. The enemy see you ain't got no self-esteem. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't even got no God esteem. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got no esteem in God. You don't believe God can do nothing. Hallelujah. You don't believe you can do nothing. You don't believe the people around you can do nothing. You just need to go somewhere with yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to go somewhere and pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I don't know what's wrong with you. Hallelujah. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said it may be impossible with man, but with God, all things, not some
things.
Hallelujah. Not most things, not 99.9% of things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jay-Z said he got 99 problems. I ain't got none. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God got it all. Amen. We thank God for that word. Let's go to the throne of grace for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. Lord, thank you, Lord, for putting that word in his belly, Lord, to tell us we need to look at ourselves the way you look at us, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to walk and talk like we are children of the Most High God. There is no giant too tall. Hallelujah. No mountain too tall. No ocean too wide, Lord. And we thank you for it. We praise you for that word on tonight. Continue to bless the man of God. Continue to flourish him, Lord, both mentally, spiritually, financially, physically, Lord. Continue, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for that word. Y'all should be thanking God for the word that the man of God brought tonight. Hallelujah. How do you see yourself? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Don't worry about what you see in the mirror. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you see in the mirror. I'm going to tell y'all something. Do y'all know the people that y'all think is beautiful, they think they ugly? Hallelujah. You isn't somebody that think you cuter than them. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
Wow.
Praise God. The giants really envied us because they envied the children of Israel because they had a covenant with God. But because they saw they fell small, they say, oh, they ain't what we thought they was. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought they was children of God, but I can tell they think they grasshoppers, so I think they grasshoppers too. Long as you think you ugly, hallelujah, long as you think you can't do it, long as you think you minuscule, hallelujah. David was short, y'all. David was short. David was like 5 feet tall. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he looked at the giant like, who is that? Y'all ain't hearing me.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the way we need to look at that bill.
Mm.
That bill you got sitting on your desk, on the kitchen table, that bill that's so big, you need to look at that bill like them light people ain't got a covenant with God. Yeah, okay, praise God. I'm going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to open up the phone line at this time. Praise God. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight, now would be the time. The phone lines are open. If you're out there on YouTube, call one of those numbers on the bottom of your screen and be a part of the service tonight. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for the word tonight. I thank you, praise God, for what I've heard. I thank you, praise God, for encouraging me to know that I'm bigger than what the devil say I am.
Hey,
I know
God
have told me who I am. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I am a friend of God. I am God's property. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm blessed by God. Hallelujah. Everything
Amen.
That God say I am. And I've been experiencing
Lord.
It. Hallelujah. Really throughout all my life. I've been experiencing this thing, you know. And I just thank you, praise God, for that word, because it helps me to remember, you know, and to recognize, hallelujah, when I do feel like, you know, I have felt like, you know, something is just wrong, you know, I can't do it, and things is just not going to work out right. But you know what? In God's word, hallelujah, I have to go to my Father and talk to
thank
my Father. Hallelujah, he bring it right on back to me. You are my child.
Mm.
You are a child of the King. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Can do, and you can have, and you will have. I tell you, God's been good to me all my life. Hallelujah. He's kept me, number one. Hallelujah. I'm still here. I could have been dead, gone on in my sin. But God said, I see you, virgin, afar. I see, seeing me afar for new. That I will live this word. I mean the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what comes up my way, what tries to tempt me. I mean God, and I mean him all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Because he have given me a chance to be where I am. Hallelujah. Yes, we be tempted. Yes, things come to us. All kind of junk coming. Hallelujah. I've seen so much stuff, you know, recently. I'm just like, okay, I already know. I already know the devil's out there with his tricks. You know, I'm not no grasshopper. Or, you know, I know who I am. I am a child of God. And I thank you, praise God, for showing me that. I thank you for his word. I thank you, Apostle Curry. Keep it up. Hallelujah. I was thinking on what you've been teaching and preaching about and how God give you that word to break it on down. Hallelujah. For the Jews lie. Hallelujah. You know. Yes,
wow.
I was at my cousin's house on yesterday. Had a wonderful time. Hallelujah. Beautiful time. And yes, they were celebrating the 4th that the Jews lied. But we was all there. And people, I seen kin folks coming from near and far off, you know, that I haven't seen in a long time. And I just sit there and I just said, Lord, you just awesome. You are just awesome, you know. I'm here and you know, people know my spirit. They know who I am, and they talk to me. You know, we talk about God. Hallelujah. And even in the midst of the partying and things, they still know that it's something different about that lady. It's something different about her. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's here and she's there, but I know that God is working in her life. So I thank you, praise God, for being a witness. Sometimes when you don't even say nothing. You're a witness when you don't even open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is so good to me, you all. I tell you, things are just keep it on going. Now today my carport have been worked on. Today the carport had been worked on. When the big snow came down some months ago when it hit Texas
back in
and it
January.
Hit Arkansas, it just caved my carport in, caved it in on my dad's car. And I tell you, I said, Lord, woo-wee. I know some stuff going on, but the Lord just, he just problem here. You know, I'm not stressing. I'm not pulling my hair out of my head when things seem like I should be on my way home. But you know what? I'm comfortable because God will keep you there. He will keep you. You know, my pastor, my sisters and brothers in the church there has been calling, and when you coming home, hey, I'm all right. You know, I'm not stressing it. I'm not rushing nothing. God told me to be still and do what I have to do. He gave
That's
me a
right.
job to do, and I mean to do it. So I tell you what, when God got you in a place, I'm telling you, just blessings just coming. Favors in my life, you hear me? Blessings, favors, and into is up on me.
And I'm just telling you
about me. I can only tell you about me. God has been good to me, y'all. He's been good to each and every one of us, I know that. But I can tell you about what he's been doing in my life. Hallelujah. No going back. I don't care what. I don't see nothing back there.
Hallelujah.
I don't see nothing in my past. This is tugging at my heart to go back. Nothing.
thank you.
So God is just awesome. I just love the Lord. I thank him for keeping me, because he had to keep me. You know, he had to keep me for me to be here. Otherwise, you know, they will backslide if they are going back if they don't let God keep them, you know, and
Amen.
Trust God. So thank you all for the word.
Thank you,
Apostle, for the word. Keep on doing what God's having you to do. Keep on listening to the Lord. I'm listening too.
Yes.
So thank you all. Let's keep on doing God, because he's taking care of us. He's watching over us, and he's good. You all pray for me.
Yes,
pray for my son and daughter, Cynthia and Jamar. It's there in California taking care of the home there. And pray for families, you know. Pray for these children. I have to stress that. I have to stress pray for the children. I'm going to say this one more time. I had kids supposed to come from Milwaukee and I can't think of all the places they was coming from. But I seen babies that has grown up. It got babies, and I'm saying some of my cousins. One little young lady. She was in her mom was in a car accident. Her name was Tina. She was killed in a car accident, and that baby was right there in the car with her. And God kept her, and I seen her on yesterday. Little cousins. And I tell you, I feel good. I feel good being here. I don't feel messed up, you know, about nothing right about now. So I thank you, praise God, for my life. God has my life in his hands. Keep me, Lord. I'm yours. I'm yours, Father. Pray for Sister Virgie as I continue to pray for you all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We thank God for Evangelist Virgie on tonight. Praise God. God is moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember, praise God, when we started the revival, she was saying, I don't know when it's going to start, how it's going to get done. I'm waiting on people. Hallelujah. But since then, hallelujah, the work has been done. Hallelujah. Every day, she said, somebody showed up today to do this. Somebody showed up today to do that. Hallelujah. You see how God moves? Praise God.
God is sending the help.
Hallelujah. He just said, be still and know that I am God.
That I am
God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, everybody tuned in out there on YouTube. We thank God for each and every one of you that tune in with us every night. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That the revival that just won't stop ain't stopped yet. And they need to be a part of this revival. Hallelujah. Tell them they need to come and be revived with a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Amen. And we want to remind everybody out there, amen, if you're a part of the ministry, make sure, hallelujah, you get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you ain't got it in the ground, get it in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that your harvest can come about. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Once again, we thank God for everybody that called in tonight, everybody that tuned in. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. We will be back here tomorrow night, same time. Same station, same channels, same numbers. We just want y'all to be a part of what God is doing. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's going to give his benediction and get us out of here on tonight. Man of God, it's back in your hands. Hallelujah.
Bless God on tonight. Bless you, Elder. Bless you, sir. Amen. God is awesome. He is great. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. You know that the revival in Paris is around the corner. Amen. I was praying that a few of my members will be able to come with me. It don't look like that's going to happen. But I'm still confident, and I'm still excited about what God is going to do.
Yeah.
If you can't be there physically, I would pray that you would plant a seed, amen, for your apostle, for your man of God, amen. I know God is going to move in a mighty way for this revival, amen. How many of you know that if you're doing a good work, if you're doing a great work for the Lord, that you can't come down, amen, because right now God is building some things, and he has us building some things. And one thing that I've learned is that when you have a mind to work, amen, nothing can stop you from completing the work. I don't know if you caught that. Amen. When we have a mind to work, then we'll get the work done. And I believe in this hour that God has given us a mind to work.
That's right.
Tell somebody, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I got a mind to work.
You have a mind to work.
I got the mind to work, see, and it's a big difference.
You got a mind
when you got a mind to work, then you ain't going to stop until you get the work done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That mind to work is a determined mind to say, I'm not going to let nothing stop me from completing this work.
Amen.
And that's where God got us at right now. So I thank God for all of you tonight. Amen. Are there any more questions? Okay. If not, then let's get ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our hearts do now understand. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for the secret to great self-esteem. Amen. We thank you, Father, that as we see ourselves, that's how the enemy will see us, and how we need to see ourselves through you, O God, because your report says that we are free. Your report says we are healed. Hallelujah. Your report says we are free. And we thank you that your report says we are healed. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing virtue and your healing power even right now, God. We thank you tonight, God, that it is well with our souls. And, Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence, God, hallelujah, thank you for causing us to meet back up at the appointed time of 5 o'clock. We give you praise and glory and honor in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. What I say unto one,
what I say
in the morning, I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
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 And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live
holy.
Holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Say, neighbor, I love you.
Neighbor, I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So, amen. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Amen. Keep your apostle in prayer. Amen. And I love you much.
Love you too.
Love you,
man, mother, love you. Man, love you. Man, love
you. Oh, oh. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit. God, send your spirit, God, not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit, God.
are the fire. We are the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
One of y'all requested this one.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
Ooh.
heart right here. Yeah. When I think about your name, I go. Yeah. How you took away my pain, I go. Every night at the club, ain't no wife at the club. Now Jesus, he be showing me love.
They say I won't gon' make it, Kurt. I know how that sounds.
Yo. It's only by his grace I can't stay looking him down.
If you love this joint right here, I want you to call your radio station in the morning, and I want you to tell them.
But I'm so glad God didn't give up on me. Hey. Ain't too bad he didn't give up on you. What you say? When I had nothing, had to struggle, and was up to no good.
We got that Hosanna. We're going to let that Kirk ride.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear it. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
Thank you.
blessed time to light, praise God. We're going to give you one more, then we're going to get out of here. How many of you know that it's a blessing? Hallelujah, in the storm, praise God, on the night.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel spare all things, when I cannot feel the melody, there's a secret lane that's full of rain.
Yes,
sir. There's a blessing in the song.
Yes, y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's when you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes, sir.
And the pain just won't leave my soul,
this is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees to say Jesus, please.
Call them.
There's a blessing in the song.
I need a witness in
here.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need, family.
When I cannot see the love again,
yes, sir.
And the rains are cold.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it.
Y'all have a blessed night. We're going to see y'all tomorrow on the revival that just won't stop. Holla at y'all.
That's why we can't be real, prophets, is because we trying to be what our mind wants to be. And God is saying, but you need to be what your heart is calling. Hey,
thank you.